President Adama Barrow has been in self-isolation since last week, and the Speaker of the National Assembly has been off since July 14, receiving medication at home for an undisclosed illness. The country's death toll is rising, though specific totals aren't available. The mortuary in Banjul reportedly is crowded with bodies. Banjul Mayor Rohim Maliglo took to social media yesterday crying for help.
Look at the hospital. I've been to the sanitarium. To the hospital, Benakaramel, Sasamatel. I'm talking to you as a sister.
She has called on the health minister to impose lockdown in Banjul. She said the virus has been causing havoc in the metropolitan area. Deputy Youth Presidential Advisor Sehu Mbalo has blamed Mrs. Law's United Democratic Party for the death toll, saying it has refused to grant Barrow's repeated requests to extend the state of emergency.
Indians are so much disappointed today with the United Democratic Party. The United Democratic Party is working on partisan, which is unfortunate. We expected United Democratic Party to work in the interest of this nation, to forget about partisan.
But UDP MPs have blamed the government for its inability to enforce the state of emergency. They cited lack of social distancing, with Barrow supporters convening public meetings. Mbalo denied the allegations.
The people who are conducting meeting, we are affiliates. Yes, we are affiliates. People whom you know, they are organization or group standing by themselves. They call themselves supporters. They support the president agenda. They are not per se the MPP. There is nowhere where somebody can point out the record that MPP apply for a permit and then it was approved.
Meanwhile, the economy is in a state of distress. Economist Nyang Jai explains.
As I speak to you, the Gambian economy is trying to kickstart, but it has made false steps in kickstarting because at some point the economy thought that we have contained COVID-19. And in the past few days, the resurgence of COVID-19 has once again put a dark cloud, which brings another uncertainty on the economic visibility of the Gambia.
Njai says the economic decline is due to the collapse in tourism and declines in tax revenues and remittances from the diaspora as COVID-19 also hits the countries where Gambian natives live and work.
Sectors such as tourism has suffered significantly. Equally, Gambia is endowed with a big population of diasporans. These diasporans contribute significantly to remittance inflows into the Gambia. And we all know what's happening in countries like the US, Canada, UK, and other Scandinavian countries, which are residents to many Gambian diasporans. So therefore, inflows of remittance have also gone down.
Njai says cutting government borrowings and enforcing economic discipline could help the economy. He also urged transparency and accountability.
Gambia needs what you call a road to a recovery. The road to recovery starts with a very buoyant and vibrant strategy to make sure that the Gambian economy once again kickstarts. And right now, the policymakers should be in a position to come up with a winning strategy that will usher in a new dawn by seeing the Gambian economy bounce back. But the bouncing back of this Gambian economy will not happen if fiscal discipline, that is, budgetary expenditures, are not curtailed.
Businesses have reported low sales, while economic hardship and uncertainty grip poverty-stricken residents. For VOA Africa, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.